Praise God. We're going to read a few verses here in Joshua chapter 1. Read down through verse number 9, Joshua 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and into the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. You talk about some promises that Joshua is getting here. All the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give thee. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Three times in this text, Joshua is commanded to be strong. Commanded to be strong. This is a repeated command from the Lord. God is speaking to Joshua, who was Moses' servant, just like he spoke to Moses now, and commanding him and speaking to him. So you can just imagine the intimidation of Joshua, what he's facing. I mean, he's the successor to Moses, the great deliverer, the great lawgiver. And here he is. He's just the servant of Moses. And now, can you imagine how intimidated he feels stepping into that role? But God is no respecter of persons. The same God that worked for Moses is going to work for Joshua. That's what he's proving to him and giving him all these amazing promises to him. It's an assurance to us tonight that God can work in your life and through your life in wonderful ways if you'll just put your confidence in the Lord, if you'll believe God and walk in obedience to his word. God can use anyone that is willing to step out in faith and just say, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. I'm willing to be used of the Lord. Not only is he intimidated by the fact that he's succeeding Moses, but also he's right back at the place they were 40 years before. He is standing at the very place of the nation's greatest defeat, where they doubted the promise of God when the Lord had promised them this wonderful land of Canaan. It was all theirs for the taking, but their unbelief, they saw themselves as grasshoppers, and it says, and so were they. How they saw themselves, that's what they were. So instead of believing the promise of God and marching in and taking hold of the promise of God, they are held back in their unbelief. And can you imagine the intimidation for Joshua thinking about, here I am, right back at the place that we were 40 years before our big defeat. Let me tell you, your past does not have to determine what's happening to you right now. You may have failed miserably in the past, but you can still move forward. You can still trust God, and you can obey the promises of God. Past defeats, they can't stop you if you're laying hold of the promises of God. Just understand that even those big mistakes, they can actually be stepping stones for you to move forward and to not allow your past defeats to be your current circumstance. Amen. So I'm telling you, Joshua, he is a servant who is now facing some pretty big challenges. No wonder that the Lord commanded him three times, be strong and of good courage. Amen. Be strong. Believe the promise of God. That was the challenge. It was the same promise that they had 40 years before. He just had to believe it and act on it. He had to trust that what God had promised, he was going to do. The promise was, every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, I have already given it to you. He was just telling him, and he told Moses, if you'll just take the step forward, if you'll step forward, every place your foot steps on, I'm going to give to you. But Moses' generation, in their unbelief, they took a step in the wrong direction, and they wound up going in circles in the wilderness for 40 years. And that was the defeat. But now the same promise that was given to Moses is now given to Joshua, and he just had to take the step. He had to be willing to walk into the promise of God, and instead of allowing the defeat of the past to stop him dead in his tracks, he had to move forward. Amen. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. We have our five natural physical senses, but as believers, we have another spiritual sense, and that sixth sense is we see through the eyes of faith. Amen. That's the spiritual sense. We're able to see beyond the natural, our natural strength, our natural ability, to look beyond that and see the supernatural, to see the promises of God that are ours if we'll just take hold of them and move forward. And so he commanded him, be strong, Joshua. Why do we need to be strong? He needed to be strong because before him was a land that was promised to him, but it was not going to be a land without battles. If he was going to possess it, he was going to have to take the steps in the right direction, but he was also going to have to be willing to face the battles. There were some struggles. There were some conquests that was going to be ahead of him. There were enemies that he was going to have to root out. There were fortresses and cities and giants that had to be defeated. So he had to be strong because of battles that were ahead of him. And we need to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Do you know that you can be strong spiritually even though you are weak physically? Amen. It's possible. Amen. And it's even likely that if we will lay hold of the promise of God, that we can believe God to strengthen us and to help us. Amen. I've mentioned this before, but every year around the missions conference time, we find ourselves in a spiritual battle. Every year. And this year was no exception. The night before, and most of you have heard what happened to us, but we went to Lexington to pick up our granddaughter, Emma. We picked her up at the airport at 9:30. We started back, we got just below Berea, and the traffic stopped completely. And we didn't move an inch for 6 hours. Now, I've been stopped in traffic before, but I have never, ever dealt with such a thing as that. And 6 hours, not moving. All the truckers that are around us, they're turning their trucks off and climbing in their sleepers and going to sleep. And we're just sitting there all of that time. And I'm thinking, tomorrow is the beginning of this conference. I've got a lot to do tomorrow. I have got so much I need to do. And we didn't get home until just a few minutes before 6 o'clock that morning. I mean, we were sitting out there all night long. It was miserable. Amen. Amen. And without exception, we have faced the struggles. And why is it that around an event like that, that we would feel such an attack of the enemy against us? Why is it? It's because at any time that you're going to be invading Satan's territory, anytime you're going to try to do something for God, I mean, we're blessing missionaries. We're reaching out to people. It's going to have a far-reaching impact upon people all over, Alaska and India and Mexico and Central America and all these different nations of the world that were represented during that meeting. I mean, we're reaching into those territories during those 3 days. No wonder it gets the devil all upset. And no wonder. Amen. Thank God for people that prayed. I got a text message that some of the ladies had sent among themselves in the church saying, this year, let's pray for Brother Jarvis, Brother Sister Jarvis. Let's really pray for them. And so there were several of you ladies that took it on your heart and you were praying. And I have to tell you, I don't know that I would have made it through those 3 days if you hadn't prayed. I don't know. There was a sense of weariness that just come over me toward the end of that meeting I guess it's because I didn't get any sleep that night. And I got about 3 hours Wednesday morning before I had to get up and start doing things I needed to do. But if it hadn't have been for those that were praying and helping us in prayer, that the Lord was able to strengthen us. Amen. Glory to God. And so we do need strength. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. And again, you might be physically weak, but you can be spiritually strong. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, we need to be strong for a lot of reasons, but we face a lot of spiritual struggles and battles, and we live in a world that is cursed. It's a sin-cursed world. And 1 John chapter 5 says, the whole world lieth in wickedness. That means the whole world is under the control and the dominion of the enemy. I'm talking about in the business world, the political world, the education world, relationships, families, every area. The enemy wants to have control of it and to bring destruction in every way that he possibly can. But we can be strong in the Lord. Amen. In spite of the attacks of the enemy, we can be strong, and we can be strong. He would not have commanded Joshua to be strong if it was impossible for him to pursue the strength of the Lord. Amen. And you and I can do the same thing. Amen. We can get stronger in the things of the Lord. And how can we do that? Well, let me give you a couple of ways to strengthen yourself in the things of the Lord. One of the ways you can get stronger in the Lord is through the knowledge of God and the knowledge of the Word of God. More time spent with the Lord, more time spent in His Word. And I know that most of us have been around church and around the Bible all of our lives, but there's always more to learn. There's always more that we need. And what I've found is many times the Word of God is a specific answer in a specific time. Amen. When you look to God and you look to the Word of God, this is a living book that speaks to your present situation that you're in. Amen. Glory to God. And we need the strength that comes from God's Word. Amen. We need not natural brute strength. We need strength, spiritual strength, and that comes from the things of the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 5. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Those verses are, you may have heard the phrase before, don't work harder, work smarter. You've heard that phrase. Don't work harder. You can just decide, I'm gonna work harder, and you'll wear yourself out. But if you work smarter, utilizing everything that's available to you, every bit of knowledge and wisdom, and even the tools that are available that can cause the task to become lesser, work smarter. Now, the application in our spiritual life is just that we can receive knowledge and wisdom from the Lord that can cause us to be strengthened so we can accomplish what we need to accomplish. Now, the Lord spoke to Joshua, and here's what he told him. He said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, he's telling him, you're going to go in and possess the land. You're going to possess the promises. Then he says in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He was talking about on this venture of going into the promised land, make sure that you feed on and meditate on the word of the Lord, because what you're facing is a spiritual battle. And I'm going to equip you by my word to win the battle. Then thou shalt make your way prosperous. That word in the Hebrew, the word prosperous, means to push forward, to push forward. I'm going to cause you to be able to push forward into the promised land so that every step you take is going to have purpose. And you're going to take possession of that region and this region, and you're going to go all throughout the promised land, and everywhere that your foot steps upon, I'm going to push you forward because you have meditated in the law of the Lord. You have put trust in God and in the promises of God. Amen. You want to get stronger spiritually? Then allow the word of God to speak to your present situation. Amen. Glory to God. Another way to get stronger is through worship. I know this is all just basics. This is basics for all of us, I know. But here's the fact. A lot of time when we come together, we're so distracted that we kind of go through the motions, and we're here in our physical presence is here. But it really takes a real effort to get into the spirit of worship and to get your mind on the things of God. And that's one of the reasons why we sing songs. It really helps you to kind of push out all the things that have had hold of your attention and your mind throughout the day and the week. And you come together in the music and the songs that honor the Lord and glorify the Lord. It helps you to refocus. I mean, music is really powerful. It really is. But when you worship, you're not a spectator. You're actually a participant. You're actually moving in to worship. And there is strength in the presence of God. There really is. You can get stronger in the presence of God. A lot of you can testify to this same thing. I've had this many, many times where I've come to church feeling physically drained, but leave feeling so much better. after having been in the presence of God and just hearing from the Lord and experiencing the touch of God and being with the people of God, what a blessing and encouragement it is. There is strength in coming together in worshiping the Lord. Psalm 16, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is fullness of joy. What does the Bible say in Nehemiah about joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So we gather together in the house of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord strengthens us and helps us in our spiritual needs. Amen. As I've already said, you can be physically spent, worn out, but get spiritually stronger. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can get stronger in the house of the Lord. You can leave edified, lifted up, helped in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So you can spend more time in the Word of God, more time in the presence of God, more time as a worshiper. And then another thing that strengthens us is when we are willing to take steps of action to obey God, to step out. Amen. It's just like physically exercising. When you physically exercise, you get stronger. It is a process. You may not feel strong in the beginning, but as you physically exercise, if you can get into the habit of a walk, if you can get into the habit of physically exercising a little bit, you get stronger by doing that, don't you? You get stronger when you do that. And so whenever you are willing just to take a step of faith, it may be a small little step of faith to obey God, to step out and do something for God that maybe you don't normally do. It may really stretch you to do that, but you step out to do something for the Lord, you're going to get stronger. You're going to get spiritually stronger when you do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you may be feeling a little bit weak. The Apostle Paul, he said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I'm feeling weak, I am strengthened. He said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I read that same verse in another version, and it said, now I take limitations in stride with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse me, and accidents and opposition and bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may feel weak. And I can't imagine that Joshua wasn't feeling pretty challenged by everything that was before him. I mean, here he is, the successor to this great man of God. Here he is standing at the very place of the greatest defeat. And the Lord is saying, wait a minute, don't focus on all that. Put your attention on me and be strong. Get strong. Get stronger. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God, I just pray in Jesus' name for those here tonight that feel physically spent, physically weak. Lord, help us to realize that even in our weakness, you can turn it into spiritual strength. You can revive us. You can strengthen us, Lord, and move in our behalf. Lord, help us, God, to spend more time, Lord, in the principles of the Word of God, Lord, that are speaking directly to us in our specific situation. And Lord, help us to be true worshipers, entering into the presence of the Lord so that the joy of the Lord can strengthen us Then help us, Lord, to step forward in faith and obey your word and exercise ourselves into good deeds, into righteous acts. Lord, we thank you that you're our strength here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Why don't we stand and just give thanks and praise unto the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord, that when we are weak, you give us strength. Thank you, Lord, that you come to our rescue in all that we face, in all of our challenges, Lord. You're right there, Lord, to help us, Lord, to lift us, to encourage us. And Lord, I pray that you would just strengthen your people here tonight. Lord, spiritually, physically, minister, Lord, to all of our needs, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to help us in our hours of need. And we thank you in Jesus' name.